Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
YO Gives fundraiser for local nonprofits is this Wednesday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The fourth annual YO Gives fundraiser is this Wednesday, July 12. According to their website, YO Gives is an initiative of the Wyoming Nonprofit Network. It is a site-wide 24-hour online fundraising event that's designed to bring the state together as one community to raise money and awareness for Wyoming's nonprofits. All online donations will be matched by the Hughes Charitable Foundation, dollar for dollar, up to $1,000 per donor until the $1 million HCF YO Gives match pool is expended. Multiple Campbell County nonprofit organizations will be participating in this year's fundraising efforts, such as Fur Kids Foundation, Northeast Wyoming Community Health Foundation, the Yes House Foundation, Rockpile Museum Association, the Council of Community Services, Energy Capital Habitat for Humanity, Edible Prairie Project, Gillette Main Street, and Ava Community Arts Center, just to name a few. In addition to the online fundraising efforts, various events will be held around Gillette as a part of the fundraiser. Coffee with the Council of Community Services will be from 9 to 11 a.m. They will have a Donate What You Can coffee bar at Seconds on the Avenue. Ava Arts Community Arts Center Art Party will be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., including free cookies and lemonade, fun art activities, and gallery tours, including the drawing and painting exhibition featuring seven talented regional artists. YO Gives Day Downtown Gillette will be from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for a free downtown picnic on the 3rd Street Plaza. Free hot dogs provided by Wyoming Casing Services, chips, soda and water, and a cookie donated by Mary's Mountain Cookies. All donations made online through YO Gives at $125 or more will be entered into a drawing for four tickets to the Chancey Williams concert at Camplex to kick off the National High School Finals Rodeo on July 15th. Edible Prairie Community Project Appreciation Celebration will include a performance by Keelan Smith at Big Loss Meadery and Brewery at 6 p.m. For more information or to donate during the 24-hour fundraising event, visit yogives.org. Over-the-counter leftover hunting licenses on sale this week. First-come, first-serve leftover licenses go on sale at 8 a.m. July 12th on the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website, regional offices, and the headquarters office in Cheyenne, according to the Wyoming Game and Fish press release. The licenses represent the remaining antelope, elk, and deer licenses following the leftover draw. Quote, over-the-counter license availability changes each year based on what hunters applied for and received in the initial and leftover draws, said Jenny Doring, Game and Fish license section manager. Hunters buying over-the-counter leftover licenses are encouraged to pay close attention to the area and license type. Quote, the majority of these licenses are in hunt areas in which it may be difficult to obtain access. We encourage hunters to seek permission to hunt prior to purchasing an over-the-counter license, Doring said. The leftover license availability list is posted on the Wyoming Game and Fish website. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.